Ashlene Bracey, the head coach at UIC, thank you for being with us on Nothing But Net. It's great to see you.
Great to see you, Debbie, as always.
How's it going? Like, break it down for us a little bit. Just in general, life.
Yeah, life's good. You know, I get to do what I love every day and impact young people, which is, just amazing. It's fulfilling, right? Season is, it's highs and lows, pretty much like every season I've been a coach, right? Right now, sitting at 11-14, lost two over the weekend to the two top teams in the league, Belmont and Murray, on the road. Played the top team to a one possession game and lost at the buzzer. So, I mean, that was tough. But overall, I've got a young team, 10 new players, nobody playing with more than, or one player playing with more than like 30 minutes of experience from last season. So, putting the pieces together, and to be honest with you, I feel like we have not reached our peak yet, which is a good thing going into March. So
tell me if you see this trend to be true. I'm just spitballing here because I wanted to talk to somebody about it, and you just triggered it in my mind. Because of the portal and the changes in roster every year, turnover, I see more teams playing more players, and if you play them, maybe they'll stay. Is that a culture now?
Yeah, I think for sure. I think, as coaches, we're always, thinking ahead, obviously. It's one of those things. If somebody has not like taken a spot, you might as well keep the rotations flowing, because I think you have a better chance of retaining your roster that way, especially with all the young players that we have in college basketball this year. I mean, with COVID year being basically expired as of last season, you're seeing so many young players step into new roles. And I think there's definitely a lot more in the rotation.
You've learned from some really great teachers and coaches. I know you've been around some really good ones. How do you balance the changing landscape with trying to maintain your culture?
You know, I just, to be honest, money obviously has entered the game of women's basketball and, changed some dynamics. But in terms of the way I run my program, I haven't changed a thing. I still prioritize building relationships. I prioritize the student athlete experience, making sure they're, well fed. We haven't, a lot of people are looking to cut, funding in certain areas in order to use that money to pay players. And to me, it's like, I'm very strong in my values and what I believe. And, even though that's the direction that we're going, I still think that college basketball is about the student athlete experience and helping these young people grow. So building relationships, providing them everything that we could provide them to give them a competitive edge and to help them grow into really strong young leaders. That's my philosophy.
That's a really good point that we don't talk about very much anymore, because what you're doing is giving your athletes an experience. They're playing on a team. You're always going to be on a team no matter where you go, right? So I always tell student athletes that I think they have an advantage over everyone else because they have played sports. They have been on a team. How does that factor into the messaging that you provide to your team?
Oh, 100%. Like I said, if you, as a coach have strong values in terms of your why, obviously winning games is important, but the why of impacting young people, helping them go be successful in life. We know that, CEOs, positions that are high up in businesses, like a large percentage of them are athletes. Athletes excel at that role. So I think you're putting your young people in position to be really successful after the ball stops bouncing. That's my passion. How do I develop young leaders and help impact?
You've done something with your program that I don't see very many teams doing, and that is you have a YouTube channel. So I watched some of your YouTube channel. I found it very interesting. I mean, it gave us great insight into your program, your players, some of their personalities. Have you always done that, or is this something new? And why'd you start doing it?
Yeah, no, that's new as of this year, and really just trying to get, exposure and scale and, get people to know about UIC women's basketball. Like I said, we are much more than just a team that goes out and competes, right? We are in the community like none other. We are, interacting with our community, with our campus, just trying to make a difference. And we want people to be a part of that. And what better way than to get it out there on the web, right?
Oh, I mean, it's really well done. It's well produced. It's got thought behind it. I mean, it's got some resource behind it. It's good. I hope more teams start doing that, honestly, because it does help. It certainly helps your fan base understand, you know, who your people are. That's the one thing that, you know, with football, they got a helmet on. You can't always see them. In basketball, you can see them. You know who they are. You have a really good player in Jessica Carruthers, who has led your team all season. Tell us a little bit about style play, things about Jessica, and how you've catered some of your system to make sure she's getting shots in the spots that she can score.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. She's, you know, as I was driving into work today, I was like, dang, I might only get to coach this kid for another month. You know, she's incredible. She really is. And I think a generational mid-major player for sure. Started her career off at Butler and was in on the all-freshman team. And then just transferred home to NAIA for 2 years. And so it's like, all right, you know, she obviously can play at this level. Very unique in terms of like how she scores. If you watch her play, she's got one of those. I tell her she plays like an old man. 40 and over league. But she's got a jumper that she kind of hikes behind her head and it's very unblockable. And she's a mid-range guru. Does not have an interest in shooting the three ball. But can shoot that mid-range jumper probably over 60% and utilizes ball screens really well, high assist to turnover ratio, and can get downhill going to her right hand. And so, yeah, we've changed a lot because I haven't necessarily had a scorer like Jessica in my time here at UIC, primarily ball screens and how do we get her shots top of key free throw line, because that's where she's money at. And then put the people around her that are willing to help get her those shots, right? So we've had a really fun go. Like I said, this team is I think getting ready to peak and we're putting the pieces together, and Jessica's a big part of that.
I know you've got a lot of the season left to go, but I know you have great vision about what you're doing. It's part of the reason why they selected you at UIC, because they knew you're going to win. When the season is over and you have some time off, I think there's two pieces to coaches. One is re-energizing yourself and finding what you need to do personally. But then there's also the team part of how do we get better? Like, what are some of the things that we do? When you go to the off season, like, where do you go for resource, for learning, for mentorship or leadership or someplace that helps you?
Yeah. You know, I would say my mentors are huge, right? That's Robin Pinchton, who is the head coach at the University of Wisconsin. And I think doing a great job turning that program around right now. And then Randy Norton, who is the head coach at UAB, and Brady Sally, who's one of the best mid-major coaches in the country at Ball State. I worked for him for a year. And just like connecting with them, connecting at the Final Four with different coaches, watching different leagues. The WNBA is something I spend a lot of time watching and picking up different things. How is the game changing? You know, one of my passions is developing young people to go play pro. That's kind of what's cool actually about my recent graduates. I graduated 10, four of them are playing pro overseas and producing at a high level. So how can I develop a system that is going to just help kids go and be successful when they do get that opportunity to play pro? And so just studying the game, going back, watching our games, figuring out what I missed, what I could have done better. It's like when you're playing a crossword puzzle and you're staring at the same word and you're trying to find that word for so long. And it's like step away from it after the season and you've gone on a vacation and sat on the beach and you come back. You're like, oh, damn it. Like, I should have done this. Right. And so just really observing all of that and studying what I could do better and what I could, you know, recruiting is a big piece to it. Like, you have to bring in players that can produce and that can win for you. And so spending time on that and putting a roster together that can be successful.
I know coaches and sometimes sleep with a pad of paper by your bed, wake up in the middle of the night, draw something down. I'm waiting to find a coach that actually has a whiteboard in the shower.
Oh, that.
I'm wondering if you want to be the first one that could put like a whiteboard in there that you could just like, because some of your best thinking can be done like when the water's just, you
that
know.
That is genius. That's genius.
Mindless. That's genius. And very powerful. Like, you're in there, you're thinking nothing's happened, and then all of a sudden something comes up.
100%. That's where my best thinking happens, in the shower.
Do you have a whiteboard in the shower?
I do not. But you know what? My challenge now to myself is the next time we talk, I'm going to have one.
I can't wait. You're going to be the first. I love it. I think that's going to be fun. I know you're a world-class thinker. I'm so excited to spend some time with you. one more question for me, and that is Andrea Williams is your athletic director, and you want to talk about a strong woman with great leadership and great values. Somebody I've sat on a couple boards with her, so I know how strong and what a great voice she has. How's your time been with her, and what have you learned?
It's been incredible. She's a very measured leader. And just to be able to learn from a leader that looks like me, you know, honestly, rare in this day and age, right? And so it's been incredible. You know, she is huge on just like fairness and consistency. She's huge on delegating, which has been a very big weakness of mine. And so to be able to come in and work alongside and learn from somebody with just her leadership qualities and her values has been amazing. It's been a really, really cool, and I think she's going to do the great things for UIC.
She's going to do great things for college athletics, and it's great to have her on our side. Ashlyn Bracey, the head coach at UIC, thank you so much for being with us on Nothing But Net.
Thank you, Debbie. It's been great.